This is TA calling in from Pangboche at, I think, about 3,900 meters. I'm actually standing on a rock wall trying to get reception, so hopefully this call holds. Big, great trekking day for us today. I want to send a couple of shout-outs to Stephenville Middle School and Stephenville, Newfoundland and Labrador and Ms. Conway's class, to all the way to Cary, North Carolina and Mills Park Middle School and Ms. Brooks' class, to St. Matthew's Elementary Grade 5s with Ms. Baker, and out to there in St. John's and Morris Academy Mount Pearl Ms. Brophy's class, and a special hello to Gage King. We had a big day today, traveling from Nanche down to Kanjuma, and then to Fukitenga, and then up to Tengboche, then down to Deboche, and then into Pangboche. So that's lots of shays to visit. Actually, when you hear the name Pangboche, Boche means village. So many villages for us today. And I was thinking another similarity between Nepal and Newfoundland is each has their own unique time zone. Nepal has a time zone that's 15 minutes different than India. Newfoundland has its own time zone. So I was thinking it might be interesting to map out all the different time zones that are represented on our team. So we have a team member from, our leaders from Minnesota, a team member from Connecticut. We have a team, two team members from the United Kingdom, and me from Newfoundland. And then we have our staff and team members from Nepal. And then we have schools in Newfoundland, in Labrador, in Alberta, in North Carolina, in Alberta and California. So I didn't even count. How many time zones is that and where are they? I know that lots of the grade 5 classes are learning about mapping and GPS. So I thought it'd be interesting to see how many different time zones that is. And the Nepali word for time is Samaya, Samaya. Today's walk had us seeing both things big and small. So when I hopefully get my pictures posted out, if everything plays nice today, you'll see some small flowers and you'll see some big views. We had our third view of Everest today. We got to see our first yaks. We probably our last view of big trees. And now things that we'll be seeing juniper, they'll go from tree size down to shrubbery. For any Monty Python fans out there. I don't actually have all of our elevations here today, but I was thinking that would be a fun math problem. We left Nanche at 3440, and then I forget the elevation of Fukitenga. So if anyone wants to find that, that's down by the Dude Khosi again. Remember, Dude Khosi is Milk River. Then we came up to Tengboche, which I think is about 3880, and then dropped back down to Deboche, so that's probably around 3,600 meters, and then here we are at Pangboche at 3,900 meters. So my question is, forgetting about little ups and downs, how much elevation did we gain today? Doing well, sounding a little bit hoarse, but that's just because I got a little bit of a cough that I brought from Newfoundland, trying to take good care of that. Team is doing well. Everyone did great coming up the Tengboche Hill. It was humbling as always, but we took it easy and kept breathing through our nose. Trail was a bit dusty today, so it was important to breathe through your nose so we could filter out some of the dust. And we thought we might get rained on this afternoon, but that didn't happen. So that was nice to get in and not get wet. It does look like there's some high cirrus clouds at the moment, so maybe tomorrow will be a little more unsettled. It was definitely sunny and warm today for much of the day and some beautiful views as we left Nanche of Everest and of Amit Blam and a little bit of Lhotse. So it's always wonderful to see that. And, oh shoot, what was I just going to say? Something awesome. But thanks so much for all of your great well wishes. I appreciate getting those on Twitter and on Facebook and direct email. I'm really loving sharing this journey with you. And tomorrow we'll hopefully get our blessing from Lama Geshe and head up to Dingboche. So I will check in with you tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday, hump day, middle day. And we shall catch you from tomorrow. Take care. Bye.